Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BACSI fellow living in Denmark. And this is Winter Solstice, Do Nothing and Everything is Done. Night by lengthening night, day by shortening day, November darkens into December, and December, like a sleeping bear turning deep in its snowbound cave, reaches that touchstone milestone marker of Dongzhe, winter's extreme, the solstice turning point, winter's heartland that brings light out of the depths of darkness. Wang Bing, commentator on the Neijing Su Wen, offers wise words on winter, guiding us to act in an underground, yang in the depths way. External activity to a minimum. Kidney yin stored deep, kidney yang restrained. The 3 months of winter are called closing and storing. Herbs and trees wither. The insects leave. The openings of the earth close. The yang qi goes into hiding, moving into the depths. Water freezes and the earth cracks. It is essential to close everything tightly. One should not overwork. Winter has always been seen as a challenge. And without warmth, food and shelter, it most certainly is. Il ne passera pas l'hiver, the French say, of a frail old man on the threshold of winter. He won't make it through. The hibernator's regenerator, winter is also death's door. Preserving and conserving, it also often kills. But for many, winter is like sleep, a temporary death that renews and regenerates us deeply, as it does the whole of nature. No buds, blossoms, shoots, or fruits means no overwork. It's the silent season of Wu Wei, the non-doing that does everything by doing nothing. Every aspiring Taoist feels at home here. As the Tao Te Ching 37 puts it, Wu Wei or Wu Bu Wei, do nothing and everything is done. The darkness pulls us inside to a time of reflection and contemplation, of restorative meditation. To a silence far louder than any random city hum. In this triumph of yin, the yang returns, but so deeply that it cannot be seen, felt, or heard. A traditional seasonal set of 24 mainly seated qigong exercises are attributed to Chen Duan, a Taoist hermit who lived in the mountains of Wudangshan and Huashan. Known as the Sleeping Immortal, he was the founder of the Internal Alchemy School. These exercises were created to be in tune with the 24 solar fortnights, the Jie Qi of the year. Activating each of the associated 24 vertebrae on the spine in turn. So that in the course of a year, you empower your whole spine, one vertebra at a time. The lowest vertebra of lumbar 5 is activated at the lowest yang time of year, the winter solstice. This is the start of the upward climb of yang and shows the solstice as its deep-seated yin foundation. Sit in a straight-legged pose on the floor or upright in a chair, your fists firmly on your thighs. When you inhale, push lumbar 5, the sacrum and coccyx out at the back and raise the head up and look up. When you exhale, bend your head down and arch the spine so that lumbar 5, the sacrum and the coccyx move the other way. Do this 5 times for 1 round and do 3 to 5 rounds in total. Tilting the spine backwards and forwards ensures that the lower vertebra move. Feel the movement at lumbar 5. Then bite your teeth. Swish your tongue inside and outside of your teeth and swallow the saliva to nourish the lower dantian, the cinnabar field. Notice how lumbar 5, our low-lying winter solstice vertebra, is moved and the whole spine stretches with it. The exercise is done daily for a fortnight, activating lumbar 5 for the entire winter solstice period. These Qigong exercises are designed to help prevent diseases that occur at seasonal changes throughout the year. This one benefits the following aspects: cold and damp in the hand and foot meridians, pain in the spine, hip, thigh, and foot, constipation, painful and enlarged abdomen and bladder pain, fullness in the chest, a desire to sleep, cold around the waist and lumbar area, pain below the navel, inability to bend the limbs. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Christina Rossetti's Christmas carol words ring true. The climate host of the winter solstice is Taiyang, cold, encouraging us to keep warm, sleep long, and rest more. The kidneys and spleen are easily damaged by cold, so wrap up well and moxa the low back, particularly Dufour's Mingmen Gate of Destiny area that roots, tonifies, and strengthens the kidneys. The winter solstice is the deep midwinter, the depths of the kidney season, the transition from kidney yin to kidney yang. Those always cold around the waist need a haramaki, a Japanese-style woolen waist warmer. Those always catching colds and flu need bladder 12, feng men, wind gate, to strengthen their lungs and defensive qi. Earthworms are still curled up. The stags shed their antlers. The spring waters start to flow. These traditional images of stillness, of getting rid of the old, and of thawing are associated with the 3 5-day ho periods of the winter solstice time. The associated hexagram 24, Fu, the return, graphically indicates the return of Yang at the solstice, with its single Yang line deeply buried under 5 yin lines. As the Yi Qing, Book of Changes, says, the former kings closed the passes on the solstice. Merchants did not travel, and the sovereign did not inspect the realm. It was a time of rest and retreat. Note that the 3-leg yin meridians, liver, kidneys, and spleen, are related to the 3 months of winter, months 10, 11, and 12, respectively. Greater snow and winter solstice are then particularly related to the kidney meridian, which is prone to be damaged by cold, so it is again well indicated at this time. Interesting that we find the hexagram 24 character Fu, the return, in kidney 7, Fu Liu, returning current. The major point to strengthen the kidneys and low back, and an excellent restorative point for this time of year. Use with moxa on the needle if cold is an issue. Note that the kidney meridian starts with kidney 1, as the lowest and most yin of all points on the body, at the sole of the foot, rising to kidney 2 and kidney 3, then in true watery fashion moves downward and backward to kidney 4, 5 and 6, from which it rises to kidney 7, where the current is restored, Fu Liu, to its upward climb. No wonder its alternative name is Chang Yang, glorious yang. Winter is associated with heavenly stems 9 and 10, Zhen Gui, linked to bladder and kidneys, the organs of the water element. The winter solstice is linked to earthly branch 1, Zi, linked to the gallbladder meridian. This year, in 2025, the 11th lunar month related to the gallbladder begins on December the 20th, just one day before the winter solstice on the 21st. The gallbladder is an extraordinary Fu, strongly linked to courage and the kidneys, and is the pivotal decision maker of the body, essential for taking the initiative, incisively moving forward from one phase to another. So its position here gives that returning yang power real momentum for its transformational activity. Backup for the zhi willpower of the kidneys, the gallbladder is a true friend of change. Ancient Western culture was as keen to understand time as the Chinese. We find the axis of Stonehenge, 2500 BC in England, is built on the summer solstice sunrise and winter solstice sunset line. Newgrange in Ireland, 3200 BC, is a large circular mound with an inner stone passageway that lets light from the winter solstice enter the inner chamber. These large-scale constructions show the importance of knowing our place in time, and specifically the key turning point of the winter solstice. The Egyptian god Horus, Persian sun god Mithras, and Christian Jesus are all given birthdays very close to the winter solstice. Hilltop bonfires for the Nordic Yule and high street Christmas lights in every town both echo ancient celebrations for the return of the light. Whatever our nationality, our faith or none, the winter solstice marks the deepest point of yin and the return of yang in the northern hemisphere. For our southern hemisphere friends, it is the opposite, the summer solstice at this time. The Chinese, with their love of understanding the nature of change, marked such points in their Sol Lunar calendar, sometimes called the farmer's calendar, but important for the whole of Chinese society. For us, as practitioners, the Neijing Su Wen Chapter 2, tune your spirit to the qi of the four seasons, Si Qi Tiao Shen, stated clearly the importance for health of being in tune with the time. And when we understand the detail, there is much we can use to improve our treatments with the organs and meridians active at this time of year. Put the old year to rest, so there can be a new. Forgive and forget. Don't Do, do. Bring what you have to this turning point day. Let silence speak. It has so much to say.